Opposition Uganda People's Congress Party, UPC, has joined the National Unity Platform Party to mourn the death of Edith Katende, the wife of the party's deputy spokesperson Alex Wise from Mufumbiro. Yesterday, the NUP president, Robert Kyagulanyi Ssentamu, through his ex-handle, officially announced the death of Edith Katende after battling with cancer for a long time. The spokesperson of UPC, Arat Sharon Oyat, extended the party's condolences to Waiswa, who is currently in prison, the Katende family, and the NUP party. She also used the moment to call on the government to urgently improve cancer treatment services in Uganda, noting that many lives continue to be lost due to inadequate access to specialized care and treatment facilities. Oyat emphasized the need for better equipped health facilities, increased funding for the health sector, and strengthened early diagnosis programs to help save lives. She reaffirmed UPC's commitment to advocating for better health care services for all Ugandans.
The health sector is one of the sectors that has been limping for a while, followed by the education sector. But when it comes to fighting for life, the health sector needs to be revamped. And on several occasions, many of the prominent people have been passing on due to cancer. And these are the people that we need. Now imagine the innocent Ugandans that cannot afford Medicare and are suffering from cancer. And when you go to the Cancer Institute in Mulago, you see patients lying in the corridors. The doctors are very few. The other thing is the cost of healthcare. The cost of healthcare is so high that an ordinary Ugandan cannot afford.
The UPC spokesperson speaking there. In more news.